Hi gang, thanks for downloading this classic episode of News Fighters. Just a reminder, if you're looking for new original episodes of News Fighters, they're now over on the Irrational Fear podcast feed. So search for Irrational Fear on your podcasting app or go to irrationalfear.com for all new episodes of News Fighters. In the meantime, enjoy this classic News Fighters episode.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Today, Energy Minister Angus Taylor mangles his insiders interview. Well done, Angus. Taylor Swift has cancelled her appearance at the Melbourne Cup for fear of being put down by animal rights activists. Scott Morrison announced he'll spend $150 million to help America get to Mars. It's all part of the coalition's new off-planet detention policy. Meanwhile, in the Canadian election, the Green Party has announced they'll decriminalise all illicit drugs. Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau has gone one step further, pushing for the full decriminalisation of brownface.
This is the News Fighters Daily Pilot Week. For Sunday, September 22nd, 2019, with your special guest host, Dan Illich.
Welcome to News Fighters. I'm your special Pilot Week guest host, Dan Illich. Coming up, my lunch because I'm hungover. But then on today's show, political podcaster Josh Zepp stops by to talk about PM ScoMo in DC. And we check in with our new finance reporter, Rodney Todd. But first, let's start with the big interview doing the rounds today. Energy Minister and Lego man Angus Taylor on ABC's Insiders. Now, for those of you who don't know Angus Taylor, he's probably best remembered for commenting on his own Facebook post during the election campaign, where he wrote, "Fantastic. Great move. Well done, Angus." Friend Kelly kicked off the interview by talking about Friday's school strike for climate action and putting chocolate milk in the bubblers.
Hundreds of thousands of school students were marching and keep on marching because they're worried about the future of the planet. Are you worried?
Well, it's good to see we've got active citizens amongst our kids, and we always encourage that.
Yes, and nothing says civic encouragement like raids on journalists and threatening whistleblowers with jail sentences. Fran finally nailed him down on the fact that our emissions are actually rising.
The facts are, and these are facts coming from the government's own numbers, is that emissions are going up in Australia, not down. So how are we going to overachieve, as you say? We're going in the wrong direction.
Now, we can cherry-pick time periods.
How dare the ABC cherry-pick time frames such as the last 5 years? Angus Taylor would never cherry-pick.
Where is the sign that we are cutting emissions?
Well, Fran, if you exclude gas exports...
Angus Taylor wants to exclude gas exports because they're so big. It's a bit like your girlfriend saying, "Hey, you need to stop drinking so much alcohol." And then you reply, "I don't really drink that much alcohol if you exclude all the beer." Taylor blamed our rising emissions on the exporting of gas, which is very energy intensive.
It is now the biggest in the world, our LNG export industry. Now, we wear emissions from fugitives and from the compression of the gas, which requires a great deal of energy.
Hang on. What was that?
Now, we wear emissions from fugitives.
And if you're wondering, no, fugitive emissions isn't a category on Pornhub featuring wanted criminals. No, fugitive emissions is unintended emissions like leaks from gas pipelines and farts in bed. And according to the Climate Council, in 2017, fugitive emissions accounted for 10% of Australia's emissions. 10%! And due to our booming LNG sector, it is only going up. But Taylor argues exporting gas makes greenhouse gas emissions go down in other countries because they're not burning coal.
Well, Fran, if you exclude gas exports over the recent years...
Why would we exclude them? Were you planning on phasing them out?
Because frankly, they are reducing emissions in our customer countries, in South Korea, Japan, and China, of course.
But hang on,
Minister.
If our gas exports are reducing emissions in other countries, what about our coal exports? Are they increasing them?
Well, the growth has been in our gas exports. Look, we've gone from having
We are the world's second biggest coal exporter, aren't we?
Hold on a second. Just because we're exporting emissions doesn't mean we're reducing ours. That's cheating. It's like if I shit in my neighbour's garden instead of my lounge room floor, I'm still shitting somewhere. Levels of outdoor shitting are just increasing. And despite Australia's emissions going up last year by about 1%, Taylor said we're still on target.
And that balance is now the key. We're reaching our emissions targets way ahead of time.
But just because we have targets doesn't mean they're low enough. It's like saying your target is to only run over one pedestrian on the drive home from work. Now, by my maths, that's still too many pedestrians. On top of all of this, Taylor even seemed confused about how to actually reduce emissions.
We still don't know, as a globally, exactly how we can reduce emissions in the steel industry, in aluminium, in agriculture, in transport.
What do you mean you don't know? On Friday, you could have asked one of the 300,000 8-year-olds marching in the street who knew exactly what needs to be done. Fuel these industries with cheap, green renewables. And besides that, what is this word?
Aluminium.
Can you just say that again?
Aluminium.
Well, I didn't catch it.
Aluminium.
The other thing about those 8-year-olds is at least they know how to pronounce aluminium. And when questioned why the coalition doesn't just back the National Energy Guarantee, which had bipartisan support, Taylor said this.
Well, Fran, the opposition called it a Frankenstein policy.
Actually, when Labor were talking about Frankenstein policy, they were just talking about their former leader, Bill Shortbot.
The multinationals get a tax cut, yet we're not carrying out cuts to our hospitals for hip surgery and arthroscopy and cataracts.
In conclusion, you don't have to be a cherry picker to know that Angus Taylor's muddled, hypocritical and misleading interview on Insiders this morning smelt worse than a fugitive emission. However, looking back, I think Angus Taylor would say it was fantastic. Great move. Well done, Angus. It's time now for a new segment called United Mates of America. With ScoMo in Washington and the Democratic primary debates underway, American politics expert Josh Zepp sat down with Dylan Bain to talk all things apple pie, orange men, and the Green New Deal.
Joining us now on News Fighters is Josh Zepps, an ABC broadcaster who spent more than a decade in the US covering American politics. How are you going, Josh?
Hello, wonderful.
Big story of the weekend is Scott Morrison is in Washington right now visiting Trump and being offered a rare state visit with a White House state dinner, usually only reserved for big heads of state. How few friends does Donald Trump have that Scott Morrison is getting a state dinner?
I think this is one of those ways in which they know that they can please a country that they want to please without actually having any skin off their nose, because it's fun for them as well. Because Trump, it's been said that Trump doesn't want to be the head of the government, but he does want to be the head of state. He loves the pomp and the ceremony and the pageantry of it all. And so for him, why not throw a state dinner? I mean, it doesn't matter that you're talking about a middle-sized country lost somewhere in the Asia Pacific, which he doesn't probably care about terribly much. Throw him a bone and have a nice overcooked steak, which is the way that Donald Trump likes it.
Now, is it beginning to look a bit like a bromance? Like, what do you think they see in each other? Like, what do they have in common?
Well, I think that there's a certain folksy heartland authenticity that ScoMo exudes that Trump likes. But I also wouldn't overestimate the extent to which Donald Trump has any idea who Scott Morrison is until 3 seconds before he walks into the room.
Moving on to the 2020 presidential race, the Democratic debates have been underway. Do you think any of the candidates on stage at the moment have a chance at beating Donald Trump?
Yes, I'm not of them. There seems to be a fashionable opinion at the moment that Donald Trump is going to win re-election. An opinion that I sometimes hear myself state because I want people to be on edge and not to be complacent. But I do think that the Democrats can win this as long as they make themselves a reasonable sounding alternative, which will get politics back to what it was before Trump blew everything up. And I think the risk here is that they double down on a deeply left-wing rhetoric that frightens people. Because remember, in the States, because of the Electoral College, you're not talking about a national poll at all.
True,
all you're talking about is Pennsylvania, Wisconsin, Ohio, maybe Florida, and Michigan. So you're essentially just pitching yourself to those states. Everywhere else is already decided.
To me, just the little bit of the debates I've seen, it appears as though the Democrats are shooting themselves in the foot
by not appealing to those states.
Yes,
they're going too left-wing, perhaps.
This is theirs to lose, and you know, the Democrats never miss an opportunity to miss an opportunity. It's entirely possible. I mean, Biden is being seen as the centrist candidate. The problem is he's 184 years old and he's bleeding from his eye.
literally
bleeding from his eye and stumbling over such easy... I mean, he's always been gaffe-prone.
Yeah. Maybe he's going after the hipster vote with his record player.
Yeah, that's exactly. He's talking about his record players. And, I mean, he has clearly lost a certain amount of... mental capacity.
Brain cells, yeah.
Yeah, brain cells is one way of putting it. I was trying to think of a tactful way of putting it.
But I mean, so's Trump, and he's clearly still
popular.
Yeah,
but Trump is vital.
Ah, right. Okay.
You know, Trump is a crazy old man
he's
railing.
Not Sleepy Joe.
Yeah, that's right. Exactly. And look at Bernie Sanders. This is not an ageist criticism that I'm making, because Bernie Sanders basically, and Donald Trump, they behave approximately the same way they did 400 years ago.
Yes.
Like, you know, they came out of the womb cantankerous old men.
Yeah.
And whereas Joe Biden, you look at him even just 5 years ago, and he had a capacity for language and a certain nimbleness of spirit that came across.
I mean, to be fair, the debates are 3 hours long. I mean, I can barely do a 10-minute podcast.
This is also a very true point. But I think when you're asking me, can they win? I'm looking at Pete Buttigieg, Mayor Pete, as probably a formidable candidate against Trump, because I think what you're going to want is someone who is young and sunny to contrast
Christian.
Against... he is also that, but he's also gay, so that offsets the Christianity. So that's a six of one, half
America,
a dozen of another.
And then in the elite cities, it's probably they offset each other the other way.
That's true. Yeah, exactly. That's right.
Now, how long ago did you move back from the States?
A year and a half ago.
And has it been a nice change coming back to Australia, where Trump is kind of a bit more ignored, a bit more disregarded? I often see him up the back of the news bulletin with the surfing dog.
The panda who can't get an erection.
What's he done now? Rather than.
That's right.
I guess we had the luxury of distance there.
Yes, absolutely. No, totally. And I think we should ignore him as much as we can.
Now, I know you, and probably a lot of the listeners know you from ABC News Breakfast on the weekends. Now, just a big question that's been nagging at me is, you haven't tackled the big issue that Today and Sunrise have been talking about lately, which is how long should you leave your tea bag in for?
So the debate on social media over how long to leave a tea bag in the cup.
One man on Twitter has sparked the argument after saying he doesn't trust people who don't leave their tea bags in the mug to steep.
Correct. Why is this a blind spot for ABC News 24?
No, I hadn't even seen that. Is that what Sunrise has been focusing on? How long to leave the teabag in?
I keep my eye on the news and it just comes up constantly.
What's the answer though, Dylan?
I think the teabag companies suggest 3 to 5 minutes.
It's way too long.
Yeah.
But after 5 minutes, I mean, the tea's cold.
Mind you, we have keep cups now though, which keep...
We do.
Being at the ABC, you have those, I'm sure.
No, I defiantly refuse the keep cup. I actually pay 50 cents extra for my coffee just so that I don't have to use a keep cup and I can be as wasteful as possible. And as I pass Craig Rucastle in the hall, I go, "Watch me throw out my coffee cup, you smug asshole." That's what I say right to his face. Hello, Craig.
Josh, great to have you here. Anything you want to plug at the end of the show?
Oh, well, you can watch me on Weekend Breakfast on the ABC. You can find episodes of my old podcast, We the People Live, on iTunes. You can listen to my Radio National show, The People Versus, on Sundays at 4, or also as a podcast on the ABC Listen app.
Very busy man. Thanks for making time for being on Newsfighters.
No problem.
The Reserve Bank is set to meet this week with rumours that they'll make a further cut in interest rates. To discuss this and all the latest in the financial markets, it's financial advisor Rodney Todd. So Rodney, big week in the economy. What grabbed your attention?
Well, Dan, there was a lot of economic data this week, but the thing I really want to talk about is cryptocurrency.
Cryptocurrency. Right. What is cryptocurrency?
Well, it's currency, that's crypto.
Can you just elaborate on that a little bit more?
No.
Okay. So how does one get into cryptocurrency?
Well, if you go to my website, rodneytodd.com, and click on the link where it says click here for crypto, it takes you to an exchange where you can buy crypto.
Hang on, what exchange?
CoinSpot.
So why do people have to go to your website?
Oh, so I'll get commission. I mean, or it's safer to go to my website first.
Safer. Okay. So, and what cryptocurrency should people purchase?
They should purchase Verycoin.
And what is Verycoin?
It's a cryptocurrency.
Yeah, I get that. How is it different to, say, Bitcoin?
Well, Bitcoin is proof of work and Verycoin is proof of stake.
Okay, what is proof of work and proof of stake?
Well, it's pretty self-describing.
No, it's not.
Anyway, you should go to my website and click the link and buy some Verycoin.
All right, how much is one Verycoin?
Currently, it's at 7 cents. Or you can exchange it and buy Rodbucks.
What's Rodbucks?
It's my new cryptocurrency. It's better than Bitcoin and it's better than Vericoin.
How so?
Well, you know, it's not mainstream, so you know it's cooler. You wouldn't hear about Rodbucks in the news. It keeps a low profile. It's good for families. If you're single, it's waterproof. It's fireproof, unless you want to waterlog it, which you can do as well. It comes in a variety of colours.
It's not a good description for a cryptocurrency.
What, are you against the environmentally friendly crypto, Dan? Do you hate the environment, do
no,
you?
No, no.
Well, then buy some.
Okay.
Go to my website.
Okay, I'm going to your website. 7 cents each, right?
Yep.
Okay, I'll just buy one Rodbucks and see how it goes.
Yeah. No, you can't. It's a minimum.
How many?
10,000.
10,000? That's $700.
Dan, that's an investment. It should be, could be worth triple by the end of this podcast.
Oh, I don't know.
Do it for journalism. Do it.
Okay.
You won't regret it, Dan. Anyway, I should advise to listeners that I'm not a financial advisor. Any advice I give on this podcast is my own personal opinion.
What are you doing here?
Sorry, Dan, got to go. I've got a plane to catch, mate. See ya.
That's News Fighters for today, Sunday, September 22nd for 2019. It was written and presented by me, Dan Illich, from Irrational Fear. Subscribe to my podcast at irrationalfear.com. It was also written and performed by Rodney Todd and edited, written and produced by Dylan Bain. Thanks for listening to News Fighters Pilot Week. This podcast will be back soon with regular host Dylan Beham. In the meantime, don't forget to follow News Fighters on social media and subscribe to the pod in your favourite podcasting app. And check out our past episodes at newsfighters.com. Thanks for listening. Keep fighting and bye for now.
This is the News Fighters Daily Pilot Week, where we fight the news so you don't have to.
Rodney, it's Dan.
Hola, Dan.
Hi, mate. I'm just trying to find out how my Rodbucks are going.
Oh, it's been really turbulent since you bought.
Oh?
Yeah, it went up from 7 cents up to $5.
Oh, my God, Rodney. I made $49,000 today?
Well, yeah, if you cashed out at the right time like I did.
So what's it worth now?
Oh, hang on, let me check. Ooh, it's about 0.3 of a cent.
What?
Oh, hang on, Dan. Dos margarita, por favor.
Wait. So now my $700 is worth... $30?
You gotta know when to fold them, Dan. Anyway, I gotta go, man. My tacos are getting cold. I gotta go.
Fantastic.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.